Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Do something about flies on your operation. Horn flies take blood meals from cattle on pasture, resulting in reduced weight gain and profits. With Altacid IGR mixed into your feed, treated cattle can achieve a 15% increase in weight gain versus untreated cattle. Nuisance flies also irritate confined cattle, causing losses in milk production. Mix Clarifly larvicide into your feed to help prevent these flies by up to 96%. Know your enemy and ask your local feed distributor for the industry leader in feed-through fly control, Altacid IGR and Clarifly larvicide.
At AFR Insurance, we know you're busy and you don't have time to hassle with your insurance claim. That's why our claims department prides itself in prompt, friendly service. Just what you should expect from your insurance company. Auto, home, farm, and life insurance for busy Oklahomans. AFR Insurance, insuring rural and urban tomorrows.
Lots of USDA numbers yesterday from Uncle Sam. We've got U.S. and global production numbers, supply and demand numbers, ending stocks numbers. We've got, in our part of the world, the U.S. winter wheat crop estimate based on May 1st data. Dr. Kim Anderson, Extension Grain Market Economist, says one set of numbers he thinks very important as far as the overall direction of where prices may be headed down the road, those global numbers.
And world estimates can trump U.S. estimates because we're in world markets. You look at world wheat production, 27.5 billion bushels. That's almost right at 2017 for world at 29.9. So down just a little bit. Corn, 41.6. Lower U.S. production in corn, higher production in corn for the world. Soybeans, slightly lower bean production in the U.S., higher in the world at 13 billion bushels.
And Uncle Sam offers some price projections for the major crops here in the U.S.
Wheat, $4.70 average for the 17-18 year. For 18-19, they raised it 30 cents to $5. You look at corn, $3.36 this year, $3.80 next year, so 50 cents higher. Soybeans, $9.35 this year, $10 next year, are about 65 cents higher.
They also offer price projections for cotton. And Dr. Anderson says that's a head-scratcher.
And you look at the price, and it's almost the same at 68 cents this year and 65 next year. But right now, that futures price on cotton's up in the 80-cent level, you know, so something's got to give here.
Dr. Kim Anderson on the WASDE report issued yesterday by USDA. May crop production report issued by USDA's National Ag Statistics Service showing the winter wheat crop lower than a year ago, especially here in the southern Great Plains. The Oklahoma crop expected to be 47% less than a year ago, 52 million bushels on just 2 million acres of harvested land, 26 bushels an acre. That's lower than what the Oklahoma Grain and Feed Association estimated just a week ago. Kansas wheat crop, 19% lower than a year ago, 270 million bushels, but that is a little bit higher than what the Wheat Quality Council crop tour predicted a week ago. Texas crop expected to be 37% less than a year ago. The chairman of the House and Senate Ag Committees meeting with President Donald Trump yesterday, there had been some speculation that he would be issuing a strong veto threat if the farm bill didn't line up with his ideas on SNAP. His ideas are very similar to Chairman Conaway of the House Ag Committee. According to Chairman Conaway, no veto talk was out there.
No, we didn't go to that level. I just asked him for help getting my bill passed. Senator Roberts was in the meeting. He had conversations with him about what his bill might look like, but a little premature for that issue. We're going to make sure what we could get out of the House that they're supportive. He's supportive of it.
House Ag Chair Mike Conaway. You've got farm news on Ron. Our next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, May 17th from Fort Worth on Dish Network Satellite 232, DirecTV Channel 603, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. The auction starts 8 a.m. Central Time, featuring 6,450 yearling steers, 6,350 weaned calves, and more. For information, go to the website SuperiorLivestock.com or call us 800-422-2117. Remember, at Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you. That's your farm news. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.